This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee. Mace, this is a good song, but I don't know if you ever sat down and listened to this whole album, August and Everything After. It's one of the best albums of all time. And so this is like one of the the middle songs. Like there are better songs at Counting Crows that they didn't release like publicly.
Really?
But like the whole album is just like, it's amazing.
Okay. I'm gonna have to sit down.
Tommy, you okay there?
I just like one of the shows I like, it's like this guy's dating a younger girl and he's like, oh, you could tell her about how you've seen the Counting Crows, and it was just another old man thing.
All right, so here's an old man story really about Counting Crows. I wasn't at when they came in 94 to Milwaukee. They played Mr. Jones first and said, now all the real fans can stay. Everybody else, you can go home.
Nice. Yeah. Like,
and that's kind of their attitude. That's always been the way they are. I know they're still playing now. And I remember one year at Summerfest, they played where it's like they had to clear out Summerfest for an hour because of thunderstorms. Mm. And then like everybody came running back in because Counting Crows like literally started as they opened the gates.
I love it.
It was very cool. This is the Mason Crosby. Yeah, I'm old. This is the Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee. Joining us now on the fan guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law, is our great, great friend, Camille Davis, who had the most boring day of all time yesterday. She just like took naps. She was just like at the spa, sipping an iced tea. So boring, nothing to do. Camille, tell us about your day yesterday and like how it developed from what you thought it was going to be to what it ended up being.
Yeah, I woke up. I made myself breakfast, which I don't normally do. I've been trying to get in the habit of eating breakfast, made a smoothie. I was sitting there like feeling good about myself.
You needed that fuel.
Good for you.
Right. And the next thing I know, I get the alert and I was like, Miles Turner, like to Milwaukee. I was like, how? How?
Yes.
And then the next one came out of like Damian Lillard's being waived. And I was like, wait, what? Like, okay. And then immediately I'm texting my co-host Justin, like, we got to do a pod right now, right? Like, we have to. And then next thing you know, we're doing Locked On Bucks. We're doing all kinds of different media hits and just trying to make sense of this, because even our first episode of Locked On Bucks yesterday, we were just really still processing it. We were like just mind blown trying to figure out this move and the ramifications of it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Camille, we had the same reaction. Like, I saw Mitch's face before. He couldn't say anything. And he was just like something unbelievable is happening, breaking news. And he's like, and he said Miles Turner, and I'm like, and he kind of hesitated, and I'm like, is he about to say what I think he's going to say?
What?
And he's like, to the box, and it was just like, we freaked out, and it was all that, because we were still kind of just processing Brook Lopez being gone,
right?
Like, and the signings that were going on, we were ho-humming a little bit on that, you know, it's like, okay, like, what do we think about KPJ and Gary Trent Jr. getting signed, Torian Prince, and then it's like, you know, talking about Brook, and then get hit with that. And then it was like, you know, kind of within that, then it's, Dame gets released and, you know, all the, you know, and then all the national media now coming at it about like, you know, oh my gosh, they're going to regret this 2 years from now.
Reckless,
you know,
they gotta, panic.
Yeah. So I do want to ask you that because you're, you know, you're always Bucks. You're on this, you know, on this beat all the time. So like, what do you think the potential ramifications are, but what do you think of this, this whole situation, signing Miles Turner, releasing Dame, have to carry his contract out for 5 years? Just tell me your thoughts, 'cause I'd love to hear it.
Well, I'd say one thing first. John Horst is somebody who he tends to make something out of nothing. It's like when you go in the fridge and you're like, I don't think we have enough to make something to eat. And then here he comes and he's like, y'all gonna like this meal right here I'm about to put together. Like, I can put the ingredients together for something. It's like every time you think that there's not a move that the Bucks can make, he finds a way to do something. Now, one can argue if it's always the right something, but I appreciate a front office being aggressive and trying to maximize the window of a generational player that you have in your city that wants to be in your city. So that's the first place I started, just a John Horst.
Love that.
I don't know how you keep doing this and finding these different ways to try to add to this team, but I appreciate you always going for it. The on-court fit with Miles Turner and Giannis is just about as good as you can get.
Yeah.
He gives you a lot of what Brook Lopez can give you with the shooting and the rim protection, but he's like 7-8 years younger than Brook Lopez. Him and Giannis are around the same age. So as his contract continues to go, as Giannis plays through his extension, their contracts line up pretty well. I think Miles Turner has an extra year on there, more than Giannis, but the timeline matches. The on-court fit matches. Plus, he has a bit more foot speed to close out if he does have to scurry out to the perimeter to try to defend somebody. So you like that aspect of it. They have the front court of the future for the Milwaukee Bucks, at least for the next, you know, 2, 3, 4 years here, as long as Giannis is here, as long as Miles Turner is here. So I love that aspect of it. Now, the cap hit of what it took to get here, having $22.5 million on your books for the next 5 years, unprecedented. Never has a team had a dead cap hit like this that the Bucks are going to be experiencing. But one thing the Bucks, I'm sure, are looking at is the fact that, you know, the salary cap is projected to keep rising with the TV money coming in. But we just saw when they announced it a few days ago, like, the expectation was that the cap was going to continue to rise 10% every year. And it is for this upcoming 25-26 season. But they're already projecting that the 26-27 season might only go up by 7%. And someone might be like, 3% is not a big deal. But when you're compounding that percentage over time, it becomes a bigger deal. So there will be some cap levity with it growing, but you still have that dead cap on your your sheets.
It's still there no matter what, for sure.
Right. But ultimately, like, you're in this particular window right now. So I get going for it because Dame most likely wasn't going to play this year. I think if he was healthy, the Bucks might have explored trade options for him this summer anyways. But I also felt bad for Dame initially, but then thinking about it more of like, well, he has the opportunity now to rehab at home, be close to his family, pick where he wants to go.
He can go wherever he wants. Yeah. Like, it's
and he doesn't have to leverage a team out contract wise.
Like, yeah.
Right.
He's getting paid. He can go out and say like, hey, I'll play for a team friendly deal at the place you want to go to. Like, it's the ultimate, like, I think that's the dream for any player to have this opportunity at some point to double dip a little
bit. Right. To still get paid and choose where you get to go. Like, I feel badly for him that it didn't work out here because I think he and Jan, like, they wanted it to work out here. But for big picture for Dame, like, nobody should feel sorry for Dame. Like, he's still getting paid, and now he gets to pick where he gets to go.
Yeah, it's like, it's unfortunate that over 2 years of the Dame Giannis experiment here in Milwaukee, they only got the chance to play 2 playoff games together, and one of those games is when Dame blows his Achilles. So, like, they just did not have much time, and when you think about that, like, man, it was 2 years, and we did not get to see a fully healthy team. Even year one, where Giannis is out, and then Dame gets hurt during that playoff run against the Pacers, and Chris Middleton's out there on bad ankles just doing what he can to try to keep the Bucks going. That doesn't work. And then you say goodbye to Chris Middleton the upcoming season. You try to retool around Dame and Giannis, and then Dame has the blood clot. So then he's out, and then he fights to come back. He comes back for the playoffs, and then he blows his Achilles out. And it's just like, I feel for the guy, because even his first year here, we knew he was going through things in his personal life. He had to deal with the adjustment of not being around his family. And Mason, maybe you can talk about this aspect of it, of an athlete, but I can imagine as an athlete, not having your family, when you're used to your family being around you or being there, the sure. toll that can take on you trying to compete at a high level, but you're still yearning and missing something in your personal life as well.
Man, Camille Davis, Locked On Bucks, you just always say the right things when you come on, because, you know, if you didn't know, this is Human Wednesday, so I'm glad you brought up some, as I like to say, humanness into the show, because exactly, we dealt with that all the time, and that is the human aspect that, you know, doesn't get talked about all the time, that doesn't, you know, get put out into the national media perspective of what these guys go through on a day-to-day basis. A lot of them are away from their families. They're trying to the coordination of getting your family in for games, or like how is that schedule going to work? Like we had those conversations all the time. And honestly, if I was going to continue playing, Molly and the kids were going to stay in one spot and I would just go and they would fly in, and like I'd see them, you know, on weekends or, you know, occasional week offs whenever I could go. But honestly, we tried that for one season and I wasn't gone for very long, and it was taxing. Like it's hard. It's mentally, honestly, it plays a toll on you physically just because of like the weight of it all. So yeah, I can imagine that, that was hard for him, and I've seen it across the board. I've seen some guys have the right personality for it, but like, honestly, if you want to be around your family and it's a support system that works, like it's hard whenever they're not there on a daily basis.
Yeah. And you saw that, like I was talking with the family member during Dame's first year, and he was like, I've been through a divorce. So do you know how difficult it is to go through a divorce and also not be seeing your children at the same? He's like the Bucks ain't winning nothing this year with all of that going on. I can tell you that right now. But I think the human element does get tossed out the window a lot when talking about athletes, because people look like, well, you're getting paid millions of dollars, like deal with it.
And yeah, it's like, you can fly everyone in, like it's fine, it's easy.
Yeah, but it's still a part of it. So for Dame, like, wish him the best. I have nothing but respect for Damian Lillard. I appreciate his time here, even though it didn't work. I appreciate the swing the Bucks took. I appreciate everything that he put into it. But John Horst has found another way to try to transition into this next era of Bucks basketball, in which you look at the roster, there's still some questions on the roster. They still need another point guard. I still think they need a little bit more wing depth as well. They have a lot of smaller guards on the team that need some bigger wing options, I think. But this is a step in the right direction, I think, for building this team up in the next era.
Yeah, we opened the show. Camille Davis on the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon. We talked about in the first segment that we don't think John Horst is done. That whether it's the mid-level exception or whether it's Kuzma or whatever is going to end up happening, there's still more moves to be made, which is unbelievable because they made 74 moves and you only have a 15-player roster. How do you make 74 moves in one day and still make more moves? We do have a on the Nicolay Law Fan Talking text line, 414-677-1250. Al's in Cedarburg. Al had a Bucks question for Camille. Al, go ahead.
Hey, Camille, how's it going?
Going well.
Good. Thanks for taking my call, Thunder. Mason, appreciate it, guys. One of the things that, well, 2 points I wanted to make about the Dame situation that I don't think anyone's really touched on. So, one, it's a little bit more obvious, but we talk about the salary cap and the dead money as if we're paying for it. And I think what a lot of people forget is Jimmy Haslam and Edens are loaded. They do not care about the money. Look how much he's paying Deshaun Watson, and now look how much he's paying Dame Lillard. It's not a thing for him. The other point I wanted to make is when we took on this dead cap, it inherently really does make our future draft picks 1,000 times more valuable, because GMs are going to be betting on us that it's going to be crap in the future. So, we not only that, we then preserved our assets by, you know, signing Turner, and then with the cap space that we had, but we've made our assets even stronger. So when you think about it that way, I think that's a really big silver lining that not many people are talking about.
It's an interesting point to go. I'll say this, the Haslam
thing. Thanks for the call, Al.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Al.
The Haslam thing even goes with like luxury tax, where it's like, I don't think this is the ownership group that's going to shy away from having to pay if they feel they have the right team, because to the point, Haslam has shown that he doesn't really care about the money. He will pay it. But although it's not our money with the dead cap, it does affect the team's ability to build a roster out.
Right. It does affect their entire spending opportunities within the NBA rules, beyond like that two billionaires own the team. We get that. But there is still a hard cap with aprons that they now have $22 million less for the next 5 years.
Yeah, and the draft pick point, absolutely. I'm sure teams are even looking at that 2031 Bucks pick even more favorably of like, Yeah, we would really like that asset. But also, I think it also makes the draft for the Bucks when they do have their draft picks even more important, because you want to try to hit on these rookie contracts, because it would be very valuable to be able to have players you can play that are on a team-friendly deal for the next couple of years. Because if you can hit on some of those young guys, those young contracts, even the two-ways, like the story of A.J. Green and Ryan Rollins, who I do hope the Bucks still bring back this offseason, is one that you look at like the pathway. Those were both two-way guys for the Bucks, and they played their way into actual contracts. So the Bucks also have to be very creative with their two-way slots and utilization of their draft picks and trying to hit on some of those as well.
Oh, Camille, yeah, that you hit it right on the head too. And like, I wonder, obviously, if Horst is working all this stuff out when the draft is happening. You know, you go and you get a guy like Markovich, and then, you know, you send him to Europe.
And
like,
you know, you can stash him, right?
Yeah, he's a stash guy. Now that's like, you know, maybe a 2-year project, and then he can come in and be, you know, a lower paid player for this team that might be an impact guy, you know, right away. So yeah, I think you're right on the money saying that these draft picks, you got to be creative with them. You have to have a plan so that like whenever their time comes, like they can be contributors at a lower, you know, a lower number.
Yeah, and it's going to be a big year, I think, for Tyler Smith for that very reason. Our second round draft last year, a guy who can space the floor. And honestly, I'm team bring Markovich over now. Like, I want him on the main roster. Now and not for him to play, not for him necessarily to play, but we know one of the things he needs to continue to do is add strength to his body, to his frame. I would love for him to be with the team, getting in those reps, playing in Oshkosh, just continually getting the reps, being in the system, and honestly learning from, I think, a really good group of vets from him to learn from, with Giannis and Miles Turner there, Bobby Porter. Like, those are some good bigs to be around while you develop.
And talking about developing your body, no one in the history of the NBA has done that better than Giannis, right? From the 18-year-old gangly kid who came over here to the, you know, the physical specimen that he is today. Tommy is in Bayview on the Nicolay Law Fan Talking text line. Tommy had a Bucks question for Camille as well. Go ahead, Tommy.
A couple questions for you. You kind of addressed it just a minute ago. But first of all, where is our future? I mean, when do we have, we might not have another draft choice till I'm dead and buried.
Well, we got 2031.
You'll still They're be around, Tommy. Year. Come on,
that
you'll be
didn't
all right.
Change with any of this. That's been gone for a while.
They do have the 2026 pick. It's just in swaps, so we have to wait to see where it lands.
Okay,
but they do have a first round pick next year.
There you go.
Got it.
Okay, well that's good to hear. But and what is our fascination with Bobby Portis? I don't know that I would have re-signed him.
That's a fair question.
Did Mitch tell you to say that?
No, Tommy. Thanks for the call, buddy. Camille, what is our fascination with Bobby Portis?
Bobby Portis gives you a scoring punch off the bench. He's great insurance for days or games if Giannis is taking off, because you know you can insert a guy who can go and get you, you know, 15, 20 points. He's a good rebounder, which, as we know, for the Bucks has been a problem. And you saw this past season when Bobby was out grieving the loss of his grandmother, and then when he was out for the PEDs later on in the season, the Bucks rebounding suffered without him being in that lineup. I think he offers that. Defense has always been something of a question for Bobby Portis, but I feel like last year was one of the best defensive seasons we've seen from Bobby Portis.
It got better. It got better.
Yeah, but ultimately it's the scoring off the bench. It's the rebounding. He's a good type of big to have in a reserve role for you, who can step up and play next to Giannis. He can play in place of Giannis. He has that versatility there that I think is important for the team.
I like that. And, you know, we talked a little bit. Let's dive into some of the other guys that were signed, you know, kind of get away from, you know, the Dame, all the, that whole conversation. So, yeah, they signed KPJ. They signed
Gary Trent Jr.
I was thinking A.J. Green for some reason in my mind. I was like, that's all. I just think about him shooting threes. Gary Trent Jr. And then, you know, they signed Taurean Prince as well. And I think I saw like a tweet from you about the Taurean Prince signing. And, you know, we kind of went back and forth on that. I just want to, like, why do you think they brought him back? Like, what do you think Taurean Prince brings to this team as well? And we also talked about with Dario Melendez yesterday, the culture thing. And I talk about about culture all the time, where it's, sometimes it's not what you see on the court on a day in, day out basis, but it's availability, it's a guy in the locker room, it's culture. Do you think that's the type of guy Taurean Prince is, or like, what do you think his role in this team is going to be moving forward?
I think Taurean Prince is a good piece to have, especially during the regular season. I was surprised it was a 2-year deal. I thought maybe it'd be a 1-year Bettman type of situation, but 2 years Bettman for Taurean Prince. I think he's a good depth piece. He showed that he can shoot the leather off the ball when he's open. And if the Bucks are moving to this offense, which I think that they are, where
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's a Giannis-centric offense where he's initiating the offense. You need the shooters around him. And I think part of the problem for Taurean Prince last year was twofold. One, I think he played too many minutes. And two, I think that he was played out of position. Taurean Prince is not a shooting guard. He is not a two. He should not be trying to defend opposing team shooting guards. He is a three, maybe small ball four. And you have to play him, I think, in the right position. So I think this upcoming season, to be able to get him on a Bettman, somebody who can shoot when they're open, someone who can move the ball, someone who can give you a little versatility defensively, like, it's worth having on a Bettman, especially if some of the younger guys that you might be banking on to take a step don't. You can always fall back to the vet on the bench.
Nice. Nice.
Awesome. Camille Davis at Camille Monet on Twitter, Locked On Bucks podcast. Camille, we've got so much more to talk to you about. We're going to have to bring you back next week because we're going. We've got Dustin Dobrak from the Indianapolis Star coming up next we're going to make like a cup of all his tears and just like drink from the cup of Indiana's tears coming up. We've got Tommy Lugauer from WFAN in New York to get his take on Mets Brewers. We've got so much coming up today, but thank you so much for jumping on. What a day yesterday, and they're not done, right? More to come.
I don't think they are. We'll see how the roster continues to shape up, but thanks for having me on, guys.
Absolutely. Right. Camille Davis, Locked On Bucks, our favorite here on, don't tell anybody else, but our favorite, right?
Mason. That's right. Yeah. She's the best.
Yep. Dustin Dobrak, Indianapolis Star, coming up next on the Mason Crosby Show. Remember, thanks to Camille Davis for joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.